Ho, ho, ho! This is number 0018, the Stuff File Program, with my favorite little elf, Peter Anthony Holder. And it comes to you, children, right now. Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Now, it's time for an eclectic mix of interviews and some of the oddest news stories you'll ever hear. It's the Stuff File Program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Peter Anthony Holder here with you, and this is indeed the Stuff File Program, number 0018. And this is a very special Stuff File program because it's our Christmas show. I mentioned many weeks ago on a previous program that there would be a special show for Christmas. I also told you there'd be a test. So there you go. If you were paying attention earlier, you would have known that this was going to be our Christmas show. Now, class, do you remember what I said our Christmas show was going to be? It's okay, you can put your hands down. The show features very little of me. In fact, there's none of me in the program, save for the odd promo and liner. What you will hear are two of my nephews. Yes, as promised, it is the Meshach and Malik Christmas show. Now, for those of you who didn't follow me from the old radio program, let me explain. My two nephews were part of the old radio show basically from birth. They did liners and intros for me from the time they could conjugate verbs. Back in 2002, I wrote and produced a children's Christmas show for them to host. But it wasn't just any children's Christmas show. Basically, this show was filled with some of the songs that kids like to hear and sing, but their parents would rather they did not. So the Meshach and Malik Christmas show is an irreverent program filled with the kinds of things that makes kids laugh and hopefully brings out the kid in you. At the time that we recorded the show, Meshach and Malik were 9 and 5 years old respectively. They're much older now, so I've reproduced the program for the Stuff File for two main reasons. One, I think it's quite good, if I don't say so myself. And two, anything kids do when they're much younger that is brought back to the forefront later in life embarrasses them. And as their uncle, it's my job to embarrass them. By the way, the opening slate on this edition of the Stuff File program, the person who told you it was 0018, well, that was Santa. He took the time out of his busy schedule as we get closer to Christmas to indeed do the slate. And I appreciate him doing the slate all the way from the North Pole. Now, I hope you'll enjoy this program and even save it for future Christmases to come, because this show is a keeper, and as I said, it embarrasses the boys. So without further ado, the Stuff File program proudly presents the Meshach and Malik Christmas Special.
Hello, I'm Meshach.
And I'm Meshach's little brother, Malik.
And this is our Christmas radio show.
Yeah, we've taken over the airwaves for an hour.
Because all of the adults are too tired
from all that Christmas shopping and cooking.
Boy, there's so much work to do at Christmas.
So we thought we could spend some time sharing some of our favorite Christmas songs with you. The grown-ups are always listening to that really sappy holiday stuff.
We have the fun stuff.
Yeah, like Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Even at my advanced stage, that one still kills me.
So let's start with a song that my grandmother said she used to listen to when she was our age. You know, I didn't even know they had recorded music back then. I always thought they used to just read the drawings off the cave walls. Anyway, here's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. They are the Chipmunks.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. One's a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a
fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, Freddy, why can't we sing it again?
Alvin, cut that out. Wait a minute. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out?
That's a great tune.
Yeah, but those chipmunks are so 20th century. I find them a tad annoying. Couldn't we just roast one of them? Put them on a barbecue or something.
Aw, man. That's so cruel.
No, just think about it. Imagine how tasty they can be.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels, fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows. Some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that!
And every hungry child is gonna spy
to see if chipmunks really sing when they cry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights,
Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes. From chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
Now that's good eating. From Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio. I'm calling the SPCA on you. That's just sick. Oh, but it's okay for you to laugh at our poor grandma being trampled by flying venison. Meshach, you're so much older than me. Don't you see the irony here?
No, what I see are your subtle little segues into our next song here on the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show. It's the Rovers.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking to
too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she'd left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Belle. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and a pudding made of pig, and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Now that's one of the classics.
Yeah, but now we've reached the scandal part of the show.
Because inquiring minds want to know.
Guess who's kissing Santa?
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Santa Claus.
Under kissing Santa Claus. You gotta believe me. You just gotta believe. Come on, fellas, believe me.
That was Jackson 5 with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
That could explain Michael's later development.
There's more fun stuff coming your way here on the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show. Stay tuned.
Peter Anthony Holder here.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we're at the end of another year. 2010 is just around the corner, and 2009 is almost behind us. Now, if you listen to the Stuff File program...
What's that man doing in my drawers?
...then you know that the world is filled with weird and or wacky people.
And now, on with the opera.
There are stories on the Stuff File that you loved, and some that you hated.
There is a very fine line between love and nausea.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, despite all of the wackiness... ...and despite the doom and gloom that we often hear about in the news...
Are you in danger?
This time of the year is the time to reflect on all the good things in our lives and in the world around us. Sure, there are some people who just aren't happy at this time of year.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
And perhaps they don't want to be around people.
Stay where you are. I prefer to handle this Liam.
But we try our best to help them through it.
Snap out of it!
It's a glorious time to be alive. So regardless of your faith or beliefs, the best of the holiday season to you and yours. And Happy New Year as well, from all of us here at the Stuff File program.
Just a moment, fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. And try not to eat too much fruitcake.
It was neatly done, sir. Indeed it was.
You're listening to the Stuff File with Peter Anthony Holder. Drop Peter a line. He'd love to hear from you. You can email him at peter@peteranthonyholder.com. Or catch up with them on Twitter or Facebook.
And this is a very special edition of the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder, a show that you hear very little of me in. It's the Meshach and Malik Christmas special, and the boys are back with you right now.
Have yourself a loony, toony, mistletoey, maze, hoony, ho, ho, hoey, absolutely never gloomy Christmas with us.
On the flowy cheeks, the rovy,
and the growing, so get cozy.
Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas, a loony Christmas, a loony Christmas. Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas.
Let's take a quick roll call here. Sylvester.
That's me.
Tweety.
Right here.
Elmer.
I just love Christmas.
Daffy.
Is this the Christmas gift exchange?
Nope. Just making sure that everybody's... here. Oh, that Tasmanian devil.
Join the fun with Bugs Bunny.
Daffy Duck.
Elmer Fudd.
A loony Christmas. Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Join us in this Christmas folly.
Golly gee, can you believe it's almost Christmas Eve?
Have yourself a loony, toony, mistletoey, may you soon be ho, ho, hoey, absolutely never gloomy Christmas with us.
On the snowy cheeks, the rosy,
and the glowy, so get cozy.
Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself.
Kiss elf.
Yeah. Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony, loony.
Have yourself a Looney Tunes
Christmas.
Welcome back to the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show. I'm Malik,
and I'm his big brother, Meshach. We get to spend some holiday time with you, spinning the happening holiday tunes.
I don't know. It's early in this hour-long show, and we have already gone to the dogs.
What do you mean?
The singing dogs, of course. Do I have to explain everything to you? Here's Jingle Bells.
Thank you.
singing dogs. You know, their bark is worse than their bite.
Actually, they really weren't singing. They were just barking. The chipmunks were singing. We heard a singing rabbit, cat, chicken, duck, skunk, and a devil.
Oh, you mean the Looney Tune characters.
Yeah, we have two of them right now. Here's Tweety and Sylvester.
It's not easy being Tweety, even at Christmas time. Somehow, something about this whole Tantacross business just isn't right. I told Tantacross, right outside my window, with a big wet suit and furry paws. I hope he don't get in though. Cause Tantacross comes down the chimney. Usually don't climb a tree, and he don't lick his chops at me. That's how we old Tantacross.
What a job being a pussycat.
I told Tantacross, going to get a ladder, with a big white beard and gaping jaws. I thought that he'd be fatter. There ain't no sway with goodies here, and no reindeer, no Christmas cheer. And now he's swinging on a chandelier, that funny old Tantacross.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
and what do you want for Christmas, Tantacross?
A little cooperation wouldn't kill you, you know.
I told Tantacross, shopping in his claws and drooling, with his tail back where his fanny was. Who's he think he's fooling? Cause underneath that pointy hat, he looks like that old putty tap.
Gotcha!
And he don't know I got a baseball bat.
Yow! Oh! Ooh!
I knew it wasn't him because Tanty don't have no claws. Tanty don't have no claws.
Suffering fuckatash. Sometimes it feels like I'm losing my touch.
That was the gang from Looney Tunes. You know, all these years, and Tweety's and Sylvester's diction has never improved.
Anyway, do you remember Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No, that was way before my time.
Well, I'm sure some of the people who are listening do. Here's the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
That's,
so that's
two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
Boxing
out.
Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four, and what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. Fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the 6th, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 for
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back, baby.
3 French toast,
2 turtleneck,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of toothpaste.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back, baby.
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me.
8 comic books.
7 packs of smokes. 6 packs of 2, 4, 5.
5 golden toques. 4 pints of
and a beer on the yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag, baby, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Boys. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day. Left out
what?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th
okay,
day.
Okay, the song's over.
But I want
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have got me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the store.
You could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song was a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Bob and Doug McKenzie with the 12 Days of Christmas. I don't understand what the heck they're talking about. But then again, I'm not allowed to drink beer.
Which reminds me, during the holiday season, some adults get really silly. They go drinking and then they drive their cars.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Even we know you shouldn't do that.
So please, if you insist on drinking this holiday season, please don't drive. We want all the mommies and daddies to have a safe holiday season.
You know, in all my years on this planet, that's the smartest thing I ever heard you say. You're listening to the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show. Stay tuned.
What are they saying about If the Rains Don't Cleanse? New York Times bestselling author David Mixner says, as a writer and advocate for Africa, I could not put down Ben Patrick Johnson's If the Rains Don't Cleanse. Aubrey Hooks, the U.S. ambassador to Ivory Coast, says, fascinating and hard to put down. If the Rains Don't Cleanse is CNN breaking news disguised as historical fiction. If people can't put it down, then why haven't you picked it up? If the Rains Don't Cleanse, the tale of missionaries in 1950s Belgian Congo is loosely based on my own parents' lives. It's available online, including Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. I, Ben Patrick Johnson, want you to read this book. My mother, Avidale Johnson, wants you to read this book. Now remember, this is a woman who survived as a missionary in Congo half a century ago. She is tough. Now do not make me send her your way. If the Rains Don't Cleanse, get it now, or deal with my mother. From our studios in Montreal, Canada, and going out to the rest of the world, this is the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Hello, we're back. I'm Meshach.
And I'm his little brother, Malik. And you're listening to Meshach and Malik's Christmas Show. Have you ever wondered about the story of the angel on the Christmas tree? Most people think it's a harmless little ornament.
Yeah, but you know, Christmas tree ornaments have feelings too. Do you see where they stick that thing?
No, Meshach, don't say it. We're not allowed to talk like that.
Yeah, but Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio can share the story.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
What is it, honey?
Can I put the star on the Christmas tree?
No, honey, this year we're going to put an angel on top of the tree because an angel reminds us of the baby Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let's make sure this is steady.
Can I climb the ladder, please?
No, no, honey. Let Daddy climb the ladder. Come on.
I want to climb the ladder.
I'll do it, honey. I'll do it.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
Okay, now just a little... How's that? Is that good?
It's crooked. kid.
Well, I can fix that. Let me...
Ow! Ow!
How about now? How's it now?
It leans to the right.
Oh! Ow! Oh! 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 Oh, that smarts. Oh, that hurts. Oh.
How about now? Is it still leaning?
No, it leans to the left.
What? Gentle.
Okay, how about now? Is that good?
Can you push it any further down?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Not from where I'm sitting. Oh.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump a bump a bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who stood the wood where I poop she poop she poop? Who put the stick up my hip de dip de dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When this angel heard chop pop 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 chop pop pop pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ram-a-jamma, ram-a-jamma near my ding-dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? He made this angel beg for mercy, please.
Yow.
Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoo. It sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip-diddin-diddin, slip-diddin-diddin, a little further in it goes. Oh,
yeah.
Rump-a-bump-a-bump, ramming up my dingo, slip-diddin-diddin, boobity-boobity-shoo.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
What's the matter with your star? It's a pretty star.
I gotta admit, that's my favorite song. Whenever I'm in the car, I always get the adults to put on that CD.
Well, I've always said, your musical taste is very pedestrian.
I see that you're still using that thesaurus that you got for Christmas last year. By the way, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Yeah, okay. I'll just ask for a PlayStation.
Pedestrian and shallow.
Gee, you really must be adopted. Anyway, here's a classic from Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
You already have your two front teeth.
Duh. No, I mean the song, doofus.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your Saint Nick from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Frasier, Thunder, and Blitzen. None of them can understand me. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. So I can wish you Merry Christmas. 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 Oh, for goodness sakes. Happy New Year!
Santa brings him his two front teeth. You still believe in Santa? What do you mean? Of course I believe in Santa. Don't you know what happens to little boys and girls who don't believe in Santa? They don't get any presents.
You're still buying that story, huh?
It's not just me. Listen to Stan Freeberg and Dawes Butler.
This is the season. My name is Wensley. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't know of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna walk right out of this room. Cause you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm gonna prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah. He must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Stan Freeberg
and Oz Butler
with Christmas Dragnet.
You're listening to the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show.
I'm Meshach.
And I'm Malik.
And we're almost done our Christmas show.
We've been playing all the fun kid stuff on our special. But we wanted to end it with a favorite song of the adults in our family. Because it's always reminding us of what Christmas really means.
Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Yes, it's Jesus' birthday.
So, we're going to play our family's favorite song. Although I don't understand. If it's their favorite, then why do so many of them cry when they hear it?
Because it's so beautiful and moving. Don't you have any feelings? I swear you're adopted.
You're just jealous because I got the looks. Anyway, here's Mahalia Jackson with Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm and and a virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep. Sleep ben heavenly. Silent night, holy night, shepherd queen. And glory from heaven above, heavenly host singing hallelujah, crying. The Savior is born.
That's so nice. Is that a tear that I see in your eye, Malik?
No, it's my allergies.
Yeah, right. Well, that's all the time we have for the Meshach and Malik Christmas Show. I'm Meshach.
And I'm Malik. This has been a presentation of Lionfish Communications.
I hope everybody gets what they want for Christmas.
Yeah, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Yeah, peace to everybody. Merry Christmas.
And that's it for this very special edition of the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder, the Meshach and Malik Christmas Special. The website is peteranthonyholder.com, where you'll find information and links on this program on the What's On page. Just look for the corresponding date and program number, in this case, as mentioned, 0018. Email me at peter@peteranthonyholder.com. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/PAHolder and Twitter at twitter.com/PAHolder. Hope to see you back here for our next show on the air, online, or as a download. We're coming to you from everywhere, including World FM in New Zealand and CyberStationUSA.com. Do you think I sufficiently embarrass my nephews enough? We'll find out. From all of us to all of you, best of the holidays to everyone. Hope to see you back here on the next edition of The Stuff File. Bye-bye.
You've experienced another edition of the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, a presentation of Flying Fish Communications. Now, doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? Like watching puppies and kittens frolicking in a field of daisies. Like the smells coming from Grandma's kitchen. Like the hallucinogenics you took in the 60s and I'm taking right now. Hello, cartoon birdies. Perhaps I said too much. Anyway, you know what I mean. Let the glow wash over you and enjoy. Peace out.